on my mind. I'm Jessica Stone, Fox News. Early voting is over and the runoff is Tuesday. That leaves time for last-minute campaigning to decide the state Senate race. More from Fox's Gernal Scott.
In Gainesville, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock said the runoff is not about right versus left, but right versus wrong.
This election is about who is competent and who has the character to represent the people of Georgia.
Warnock says Republican Herschel Walker has not been honest about basic facts of his life. But on his bus tour in Loganville, Walker says his supporters aren't making a mistake.
When you come out with the wrong horse, they sometimes cancel you out. But I want to make sure you know you're with the right horse right now.
More than 1.8 million people have early voted prior to Tuesday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Still no arrests in the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students. Fox's Christina Coleman has an update on the investigation from Moscow, Idaho on Fox News Live.
Police maintain that this investigation has been conducted appropriately. They're saying it's moving forward properly and that they're working with the FBI. And they continue to state that they're not going public with some information because they don't want to compromise this investigation. And in the latest update from Moscow police, which we got late yesterday, again, they did not state that there was any arrest in this case. They have not tracked down a murder weapon yet or pinned down a motive, but they do say they're getting a lot of help from the public. Law enforcement has received nearly 3,000 tips in this case. They're going to review that as part of this ongoing investigation.
And a FedEx contractor delivery man has confessed to kidnapping and killing a 7-year-old Texas girl. 31-year-old Tanner Lynn Horner is being held on $1.5 million bail. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Around 40,000 customers lost power after two power substations were damaged by gunfire in North Carolina Saturday night. Fox's Ted Lindner with more.
The county implemented a mandatory curfew Sunday night after tens of thousands of people in North Carolina have been without power this weekend after a bizarre case of apparent vandalism. Officials say multiple power substations in Moore County were damaged by gunfire. A Duke Energy spokesman saying that the power company was investigating signs of potential vandalism related to the outages. The power outage began just after 7 on Saturday night, and officials were hoping to have most power restored by late Sunday, but said some folks may not get their power back until later this week. No suspects have been identified in connection with the incident, and the FBI is now involved in the investigation. The county of approximately 100,000 is about an hour's drive southwest of Raleigh. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Former Major League slugger Fred McGriff has been elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. Fox's Bob Mortali has more.
The crime dog received all 16 votes from the Hall's Contemporary Era Committee. During his time on the writer's ballot, McGriff never picked up more than 40% of the vote. A grateful McGriff told the MLB Network,
"It's a great honor. It's the ultimate. Every player's goal is to make it to Cooperstown, be a Hall of Famer. And so, hey, I had to work on my patience a little bit. You know, perseverance, patience."
McGriff was a five-time All-Star in his 19-year career. He belted 493 career home runs. Seven other players came up short in the balloting, including home run king Barry Bonds, seven-time Cy Young Award winner Roger Clemens, and pitching ace Curt Schilling. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
And you too, Gladys Knight, George Clooney, and Amy Grant received the Kennedy Center honors. President Joe Biden, the First Lady, and Vice President Kamala Harris, and the Second Gentleman were all in attendance. I'm Jessica Stone, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.